Again, Alan, I suppose we've had an unfortunate week there, a couple of days with some tragic accidents around the country. And again, look, we're still pushing the message for people to just slow down on the roads and be aware of other road users. Again, the fatality numbers that we've had in Wexford, we've been very lucky for the last number of months, but we still have had a large number of serious injury accidents, you know, so the accidents are still occurring. And look, our ambition is to get to this Vision Zero, but, you know, unfortunately, every day we're getting accidents, minor accidents and serious injury accidents. And again, there is a cause for all these accidents. It's driver awareness, it's speed, and then we have the certain things that make a difference then to the injuries, level of injuries, like seat belts and that as well. So we're just imploring for people to just to be careful when they're on the roads.
Yeah, and how would the Gardaí plan to enhance enforcement of road safety laws, Inspector Paddy, considering the recent tragic incidents and the measures that you're going to take to address those recent increase in road fatalities, which I know you're very conscious of at this point in time?
And look, I suppose, Alan, we've been very conscious for a long time, and we're going to keep doing what we're doing, which is, you know, try and get members out doing checkpoints, mid-checkpoints, high-visibility policing. And then we also, the new legislation there, as I alluded to the last time, in relation to drug testing at accident sites. So when someone is involved in an accident now, they're going to be drug tested and alcohol tested. So, you know, we're really trying to target that area where we believe people are still drinking, drug driving. And we're going to really enforce that as best we can. I suppose we have a lot more speed vans around now as well, trying to detect that. There's increased capacity in that as well. But then we also have to be cognizant, Alan, of the increased volume. So, like, we're here in the summertime now. We have an awful lot of our holiday villages, holiday areas are at full capacity. We have the volume of traffic going to and from Rosslare is at full capacity with boats nearly being fully booked out. So I suppose we're really just trying to get out there and get the message for people to slow down, to be aware of all this activity on the roads.
And what would be the main obstacles, Paddy, to bringing in these laws and implementing them fully? Are there obstacles that are hindering on Garda Síochána in the implementation of the duty?
There isn't, once the legislation is brought in, I suppose our big thing then is for education of the guards, to have them fully aware of the new legislation and what it allows them to do. And I suppose to get that education across to the public as well, that they're aware that this has changed and that they know what they can and can't do as well. What we're trying to do is just trying to get that. We are pushing this members to use to get 30 minutes every day of their duty to dedicate it to traffic. And I suppose trying to get members to that, allowed to do that at the right times, at the right locations as well. Right.
Does it need to be done more? Like, for example, we know this wonderful initiative that Rotary have encouraging young students to follow the road safety legislation, to engage more with the community. Is there more work being done in that area by Garda Síochána?
Yeah, like, it's a great initiative which I'm heavily involved in, that Just One Life with young transition year students, and it's about, I suppose, educating them on the road traffic and the hazards out there, but it's trying to make them to form the habits before they start driving, that they're aware of this stuff. And I believe it's been really successful, that when we're looking at the results, are the demographics of the people that are involved in accidents, you know, we're seeing that that's having a serious impact on those young drivers, that we're not seeing as many of them down here. So it's a great initiative. It's also also an initiative, Alan, we'd love to push out to others. If there's other community groups would like to have us to come to talk to them, and we are engaged with certain community groups and stuff like that as well, with it as well. But if there's people out there, if any of your listeners are interested and they're involved in a group and they'd like to have the guards come in, talk to them and have that presentation with them, we'd be delighted to hear from them. So they can contact me here in Wexford Garda Station.
And the final message from you, Inspector Paddy Casey, this morning as we head into another weekend is what?
Just be cognizant of other road users, people to slow down and be aware of what's happening on the roads. So we have people walking, cycling, every different kind of transport on the road, and just for people to be aware and to just drop that speed limit by 5 kilometres and make a huge difference, and then everyone get home safely for the weekend would be great.